Custom Works Motorcycle Shop in Daytona Beach is busy. People walk around eyeing the custom bikes and apparel. A sign over the women's jewelry section reads, "There's no such thing as too much bling." But co-owner Ted Kistner says attendance is down this year. He thinks many bikers from up north couldn't afford the trip because of how much they're spending on their heat bills.
Although their intentions were to be here, I believe that it's curtailed their extra income to do that.
But Janet Kersey of the Daytona Regional Chamber of Commerce says this year is actually pretty successful. The economy's on the mend, and people up north are sick of the snow.
Many of the visitors that come down to see us come from east of the Mississippi, wanting to escape the cold, wanting to get out of that cold weather and get on their motorcycles and ride.
Second Avenue Plaza owner Pat Hurd says her customers don't even want to look at winter apparel.
I can't sell or throw right now because they say they're not going back up north. They're going to stay here in Florida.
The chamber says Bike Week brings in at least $74 million into Volusia County. Sunday is the last day of Bike Week, and attendance numbers are expected to go up as the 10-day event comes to a close. I'm Carmel Dalshad, 90.7 News.